Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple Google Store, download it, or more easily, just go Alexa, enable Devil Radio. Then you go Alexa, play Devil Radio. Take your favorite station, your favorite shows with you 24/7 wherever you go. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio, which we put up because our listeners wanted it. You know that there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, attacking our democracy, saying that our elections were rigged, pushing the big lie. The one station, the clearest voice that stands up for our democracy is Devil Radio. Thanks very much for your support. Well, there was a vote that I found hard to believe in the Senate that just occurred. It won't stand. I don't think it gets through the House, and certainly Biden will veto it. But believe it or not, the U.S. Senate just passed a repeal of Biden's mask mandate, which would have required private companies with more than 100 employees to put in a mask mandate, a vaccine mandate, and then the alternative testing and the emphasis on the vaccine, Now, this has been a subject of the right wing and of the Republican Party for a long time. So Biden's people crafted it very carefully. What they said is you have to be vaccinated, but if you are not vaccinated, for whatever reason you don't want to be, for religious reasons, for any kind of reason, you have to be tested once a week. That's it. You don't have to be vaccinated under this. You can just be tested once a week. The test takes a few seconds. But the right wing has opposed this, and I'm talking about the extreme right wing of the Republican Party, but it's bled over into the whole Republican Party. One of the reasons why there's a surge in COVID, both Delta and Omicron, is because a big percentage of our country, more than a third, won't get vaccinated. That leaves a playing field for the virus to mutate. If we had 80 or 90% vaccinated, the playing field is a lot smaller for the virus to mutate. And most studies show that it would not have mutated and spread the way it has. But the Senate voted to repeal it. Now, who voted to repeal it? I thought we had 50 votes and Kamala Harris 51. So if all 50 Democrats voted against the repeal, and how did the repeal even come to the floor, by the way? Schumer's the majority leader. Apparently there's some kind of trick where the minority can force something to the floor. The broken down old crow Moscow Mitch figured that out. The broken down old crow stuck it on the floor. But it turned out that we didn't have 50 Democratic votes. Two Democrats voted with the Republicans to repeal the vaccination requirement. Who were they? One of them is a no-brainer. His first name is Joe, and he represents West Virginia. Joe Manchin, the same guy who's knifing voting rights. He's knifing the soft infrastructure. And he is trying to appeal to conservatives in West Virginia. The other one surprised me. It was not Sinema. It was not Sinema of Arizona. It was Tester of Montana. Now, I've heard him speak. Seems like a reasonable guy. I think he's a rancher, a farmer out there. Very well regarded in Montana. Montana is a hard state for a Democrat. He went for Trump big, so did West Virginia. So Tester and Manchin voted with the Republicans to repeal the vaccine mandate of Joe Biden directed against companies with more than 100 employees. Now, you know, most companies don't have 100 employees. Most companies, I wonder, in fact, if you have a company with 70 or 80 or 90 employees, that's a big deal. Here we're talking about truly large companies, truly large, both regional and national companies. And it's very simple. You put something up in the employee workspace and you say you get vaccinated. Show us your card or else you show up once a week. The nurse comes here and tests you. And if you have COVID, you go home. To me, it makes a lot of sense. If you have COVID, you shouldn't be there infecting other people working there, infecting your friends and your coworkers. But Tester and Manchin voted with the Republicans. Now, will this get through the House? You know, in the House, it's more complex. There are 435 members of Congress. It'll now come before them. Nancy Pelosi will manage it, and her Clyburn and some of her good people, Steny Hoyer, will manage it. But we only have something like an eight-seat majority. An eight-seat majority. A number of them are resigning. This will come up right now. Or I shouldn't say resigning. They're retiring. They're retiring, or they're running for other office. So it's going to be quite a free-for-all this coming November. But what's going to happen? I don't know what's going to happen. I think most of the Democrats are solid, but there are eight blue dogs. The problem for the blue dogs, one of them is a guy in New Jersey. There's a couple of others. They may be blue dog on some foreign policy, but I don't think their constituencies are at all blue dog on vaccines. If you represent New Jersey and you're a blue dog Democrat, and I've talked to you before what a blue dog Democrat is, phrase goes back to the yellow dog Democrats. The South, for a long time after the civil rights movement of the 60s started to vote Republican for president and even for Senate and governor, but they would vote for municipally for Democrats still up until very recently, and maybe still in some cases. Old timers there, reporter goes up to him and says, how can you possibly be voting for Democrats when you all this business with the civil rights and people don't like it down here and all that? And he goes, well, shucks, he said, you'll have to call me a yellow dog Democrat. I would vote for a yellow dog before I'd vote for a Republican. That guy's memory goes back to 1865, so it isn't all good. But what I'm saying is they picked up the term, and it's blue dog Democrat. Blue dog Democrat is typically an actual real Democrat, frequently from the North, but who votes moderate to conservative on some things. The problem for them in the South, in the House on this one, is that they may be blue dog on some things like spending, taxes, and foreign policy, but people in their constituencies have very little tolerance for COVID and right-wing nuts who say that it's a hoax. So I don't think it passes the House. That's it. If it does pass the House, Biden vetoes it in a heartbeat. And it takes 2/3 to override it. There are not 67 votes in the Senate and 2/3 of the House to override it. But we have a senator who came out with something he thought was helpful. Ron Johnson. Here's what he goes. And I am not kidding. You think this is out of The Onion or the Babylon Bee or something. He came right out and said the following, quote, standard gargle mouthwash has been proven to kill the coronavirus. If you get it, you may reduce viral replication. Why not try all of these things? End quote. This is Ron Johnson. This is Ron Johnson. Quote, standard gargle. And by the way, he voted to against Biden's vaccine mandate. Quote, standard gargle mouthwash has been proven to kill the coronavirus. If you get it, you may reduce viral replication. Why not try all of these things? Are you kidding me? Look, it's very, very sad. It's very, very sad to have to even comment on this. Remember when he was pushing ivermectin, which was the veterinary drug for horses and cattle to deworm them? And he said, you should take that. And the federal health authorities came out. They thought it was humorous with a piece that said, you are not a horse. You are not a cow. You don't weigh 2,000 pounds, and worms are not your problem, and the COVID is not worms. And yet, a lot of people took it. They took ivermectin. there are a lot of people who will go out and gargle with mouthwash now and think it kills the coronavirus. When Trump said he was joking, and I think he probably was, said, why don't you inject bleach, Lysol into your veins, shooting his mouth off. He didn't inject bleach or Lysol. He got vaccinated with a booster. Did you know that? He did, in secret. And did you know that Hannity and Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson did the same thing? Snuck off and got themselves vaccinated in secret. Then telling people not to get vaccinated, or that at least it's dangerous, or think twice about it. So there were people who injected themselves with Lysol, and they went into the emergency rooms in New York City and down in Arizona. You can kill yourself doing that, by the way. You start injecting anything in your bloodstream, you can kill yourself. Here, some guy's not going to get vaccinated, but his breath is going to smell real good for a change. This is really sick. What's going on here? What's going on here? I think what's going on here is that the Republicans are trying to slide back into office on a Trump base and then try to build slightly off it. And apparently, there is nothing you can say about a metaphor like COVID that offends anybody in that base. The weirder, the better. The weirder, the better. Mouthwash, Lysol, it's a hoax. All of this stuff gives people, they think in rural areas, I think that's absurd. There's a lot of people in rural areas that get vaccinated, and there's no difference. We're all Americans. But they somehow think that if you show yourself as being so extreme and just plain weird, as a fetish, that you buy into the Trump fetish, therefore they can trust you to do all other Trump things. And in Ron Johnson's case, they probably can expect him to do all the Trump things. But to have our senator, I mean, how many times he convenes an anti-vax panel in La Crosse, he badmouths vaccines, says that it's a hoax, the whole thing's a hoax. And by the way, if you get it, you may reduce viral replication. How does he know? How does he know? And what, Fauci's getting death threats? And this guy is talking about viral replication? Going to a break, line still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.